Bobby Lee's going to be performing at the Irvine Improv tomorrow through Sunday. For tickets, go to irvine.improv.com. Actor, writer, comedian, known for Mad TV, Pineapple Express, Harold and Kumar, go to White Castle. There he is.
He's Bobby. Here. Where's Bobby?
Bobby Lee. Come on in, man.
Look at you.
Where do I go?
Right here. Right there. Oh. Or you can sit on my lap, whatever you want.
Are here. Hi.
I know. I know, huh?
Everybody's all excited.
There's a black guy over there. Hi, black guy.
Yeah. One.
Yes. There's one black guy, yeah.
And we put him back in the corner.
And now we have an Asian that's
awesome. Hey, we get along. I saw Rush Hour. I don't know. We saw Friends together, remember? Let's do Rush Hour 4 in space.
How you doing, man?
Good. Good morning. Sorry I'm late.
Yeah, that's what I find annoying. It should be against the law. People show up 15 minutes late.
Well, there's traffic and stuff. You know?
Yeah.
You didn't know that.
No, I didn't,
you didn't know that ahead.
I'm a vampire. I don't get up before 9.
That's
I know.
True.
Yeah. That is, nobody should.
I don't know where I am right now.
Nobody.
I'm so I'm not even Asian. I'm sleepy. That's an old. It's an old joke. I shouldn't even say that joke. It's an old joke, and everyone knows I'm white. I just have jaundice. That's another old joke. I'm so sorry. Hi. Black guy. It's too early. How are you guys, though? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming in, Bobby Lee.
Yeah.
You're going to be at Irvine Improv?
Yeah.
You work nonstop as far as, like, you're touring around the country all the time.
Yeah, I keep going because I need to make money.
Yeah.
It's like a sweatshop out there, you know? It really is. I mean, it's like, after Mad TV, no one hired me.
Yeah.
So I just went on the road, you know? Door to door, you know?
Where do you actually call home, then?
Here,
L.A.?
Yeah, Hollywood. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, I hate traveling a lot, you know? I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get lonely. I cry
a lot.
Oh, Bobby. Yeah, no, I do. I cry all the time.
You probably have a woman in every pore, though, right?
No, you can't do that. I have a girlfriend now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She's Filipini.
Yeah. Oh.
Is that how they call it?
Filipini.
Yeah, she's Filipino.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
How long has it been going on with her now?
I met her on Tinder.
I was going to ask you if you were on Tinder.
Yeah, yeah,
going
yeah.
around like being
never
on
really
tour.
Thought relationships came from that. All right.
No, love comes from that. A lot of you know what? Before Tinder, I got nothing. Tinder saved my life.
So, and Tinder is the mobile app that you basically
it's straight grinder.
It's like a
it's straight grinder.
Sonar around you that puts on bleeps of possibilities.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What it does is a profile picture will come up, and then if you go left, you go no.
Right.
And right is, right?
So she reached out to you or you reached out to her?
Well, you both have to go, you know?
Oh.
So when both go, then you can talk to them in the message board. You know what I mean? And then I can do my little comedy there.
How long did that go on before you met her?
Oh, a couple of days. Because I don't open good. And I don't close good either. I don't open or close good. My opening
good in the middle. Good in the middle.
Mega middle.
No, I'm awful. I'm awful. I need credits. I use my credits. So this is what I do. I went to Long Beach, right? Because that's where she lives. She's a nurse, right?
Oh, that's good.
We met at a coffee shop.
Right? Still good?
And I was like, I hope people recognize me because if they don't,
right.
If they don't recognize me, I got nothing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm like a fat Pikachu, you know? Like a Pikachu with diabetes. I'm just this yellow mass of just flesh. I'm like shaped like a scallop. I got nothing. You know what I mean? So it's like I go... So I had to meet her and then let my comedy do the work, you know?
Did your picture that you had on Tinder, your profile picture, did it...
It's magic.
Did it look
it's
like...
It's pure magic.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like me.
But...
What do you think? It's going to look like the Asian girl from Grey's Anatomy or something?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you talking about?
I was like oh, my God. Margaret Cho, I think you are so funny. And I cannot... I mean, I've been a fan forever. I love when you imitate your mom.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's what sucks about being Asian and in show business because everyone thinks you're somebody else. I'll walk down the street and people go... Heroes! Heroes?
Yeah, I know. Do you go, hero?
Yeah, hero. No, I go, that's very racist.
I'm sorry.
You replace the L's with the R's. I get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I go, yata! Like he did in the show. You know? But,
I would just go with it. I'd be like, that's me. That's who I am.
Yeah, some girl in Vegas one time when American Idol was hot, she went, shit bang. She thought I was William Hung. Basically, you're saying that I have... Down syndrome. Can I say that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can.
I'm sorry.
Well, after what I just said,
exactly. Carol. God, it's like a Klan rally.
What are you laughing at, black guy?
Yeah.
Relax back there.
Yeah, yeah, relax. Who are you back there? You're so mystical, mythical of it. Are you like a fan of the show, or do you work here?
Everything.
You're the guy, all right. Anyway, so I'm dating this nurse, and it's wonderful, and I thank Tinder for that.
Oh, wow.
Because before that, like...
You tried other stuff, other sites for dating?
No, none of them worked for me.
Yeah.
None of them worked. And as soon as Tinder happened, I was killing the game. Daddy was killed. I got to show you a photo of this girl, man. She's so
yeah,
cool.
Definitely.
I want to see her,
there's
yeah.
actually another dating app that's coming out pretty soon called Revealer that it basically matches voices. So it's like somebody might walk through the door like from Tinder and you've been typing, you know, you have no idea what they sound like. And they're like, oh, my God, they're so hot. They sit down. It's like, hey! And their voice sounds
bad.
Voice. Bad.
Oh.
Says some, why would I care about
sometimes
that?
Sometimes it's a turn
would,
off.
Though.
Sometimes.
If I met a girl on Tinder and I met her and she went, hey, how you doing? Is I'd that- be like, yeah, you're hot.
You probably,
I don't care about the voice.
You probably
you
check
don't.
For her balls.
Oh. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah. Even if she did have balls, I wouldn't care.
But you're still good looking. Yeah. I don't care.
I'm a party animal.
Heidi has a story. You were searching online profiles for a sperm bank, right?
Well, yeah. We were looking. I was trying to find a donor, and this guy was perfect, right? He was just everything perfect. And then you can pay a little extra money and see them in an interview, answer interview questions.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God, this could be the future father. I mean, this is crazy. This is so exciting. And he starts to talk. And he had a bit of a lisp. So, but it was just, he was like, well, basically, I'm really into philanthropy and, like, dog rescue. And I went,
oh,
and he was
no.
gorgeous. Like, everything was perfect. And I thought, is that hereditary? Like, do you inherit this?
Yeah.
Because it's I not, don't maybe, want this.
Maybe it is, maybe it's not. But, like, he's smart, though, right?
Smart. Good looking, but
wait, I don't say you. So I don't know. I'm a fan, but I don't know much about your personal life.
Yeah, yeah.
You have children?
I'm a lesbian.
You're what do you call it?
I like the ladies.
Ooh,
like you do.
Oh yeah. Did you say lesbians?
Yeah.
Oh hi. I always effeminately say hi to lesbians.
I know. I know. People always think I'm Ellen DeGeneres. You know. I
are
get
you
the
married?
Same thing that you do.
Are you married?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and so you guys are. So you're trying to get a donor.
Well, yeah.
Can I say something? What about a half Asian one?
Oh.
Yeah, because they're smart. We're smart.
Yeah.
Punctual, except for
what's
me.
What's the other half?
You're white, right?
Oh, I thought you were half Asian. I thought you were half.
I'm
claiming you were half Asian.
No, I'm 100% Asian.
100%.
Look at me. Look at this. I look like a mythological creature.
No.
You know, when I was a kid, though, when I saw my parents at 7 years old, I knew I was screwed. My they looked like mythological creatures. My mom looked like Yoda, and my dad looked like Gollum. And I looked at them and go, I'm never going to get laid ever. This is the worst. I had the worst cards. look at what I survived.
I think you're adorable.
Oh, thank you. I like you.
There's also another dating app coming out. It's called Three-Ender that tries to hook up couples with willing singles to have a three-way.
No. I cannot do it. The pressure.
No.
I can't do it by myself. You know what I mean?
I always feel like in a three-way, at some point, you're left out somewhere along the line where you're just like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're hogging it. Like, let me get in here or something. Like, let
I don't
me
know how... You have to
tap in.
You have to be clean in the show, right?
Yeah.
Remotely clean? Well, I did a show once with this comic, this Jewish comic, and in the feature act, I was opening, she was featuring, and the headliner, and we took the girl and we made out with her.
Oh, my God, Judy Gold. It was Judy Gold.
It's close, very close. And I literally just stood at the foot of the bed in the dark and just stared. like the kid from The Grudge. Just like this, you know what I mean? Just really scary, you know what I mean? Because Jewish guys are, you know, well endowed.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
I
not
heard.
Like a black guy. but
a black Jewish guy,
yeah,
what must
yeah,
that
oh
be
my God,
like?
That's a monster. That's a monster, yeah. So I just kind of sat there in the dark. Like.
So he pulled his pants down first.
Yeah, it was a mistake. That was a mistake. I got nothing that, you know, come on. It's not a stereotypical thing. It's just like, I think it's size.
Mm.
People go, Asians are small down there. No, Yao Ming, come on. Yao Ming, the center for...
Yeah, that's true.
You know he doesn't have a small one.
He
can't. You can have 15-foot feet.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I think it's all perspective, because maybe his is decent size, but because he's so tall, it doesn't look that big. Like, his on you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Enormous.
I would have three legs. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's that kind of thing. It's just the little guys, and we've talked about it before. The little guys, the skinny guys. Those are the ones that have the huge ones.
Yeah, that's right.
I can tell. You can tell.
Bobby Lee's going to be at the Irvine Improv tomorrow through Sunday. Tickets go to irvine.improv.com. Are you working on anything else besides
the story? Oh, man. Last year was the best year of my career. This year's not good.
Oh, no.
Last year I was killing it, dog.
But you got a girlfriend this year.
That's what it is. You can't have everything.
That's right. You can't.
So, because last year I was unlayable.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I was working a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year, you know, no career, just the road, but a beautiful girlfriend. That's how God works. God works that way.
He takes away, but he gives back a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Am I leaving now?
Yeah, you got to get the hell out of here.
Okay, bye.
You don't have to leave right now.
Oh.
We have to actually take a break.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
Okay.
But go see Bobby Lee at the Irvine Improv, irvineimprov.com. For tickets at Bobby Lee Live on Twitter. Are you all over Twitter?
Yeah, like Bobby Lee Live.
You doing the social media?
I'm more Instagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you same on Instagram, Bobby Lee Live?
Yeah, Bobby Lee Live, yeah.
What do you mostly take the pictures of?
Me and my girlfriend and stuff.
Oh, I want to look. I want to see what she looks like.
I'm going to show you.
So Bobby Lee Live on Instagram and at Bobby Lee Live on Twitter. Go look at his Instagram right now. We're going to come right back. We're Heidi and Frank.
That was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.